then I have to declare that I am what the Word of God says I am. I don't feel like it, but I do it anyways. And pretty soon, if you keep doing it, your feelings will change. You can only change your feelings by changing what you declare. What you testify to, what you confess. Because you're always going to be in what you confess. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? You're in it, in the confession. It says so in the Word. She just reached out, touched the hem of his garment, and immediately was made whole. And he said, "Daughter, thy believing hath made thee whole. Go in what? Peace." That's my message to you tonight. Far as God is concerned, he's made us what? Go in peace. Can you imagine going back to your state tomorrow afternoon or whenever we get finished here and you start out knowing who you are, where you're going, and you've got that peace on the inside, go in peace. Carrying the greatness of the Word back into your community, into your little old twig. What do you mean, little old twig? It's the biggest thing in the whole world. For God's there when you're there. There's a record in, I think, Corinthians just tore me up. I don't know how many years it took me to believe it, because you know I'm really stupid. It takes me a long time sometimes to get around to believing God's Word. At least it took me a long time at that time. Wherein he says, had he known the mystery, had he known what you and I know tonight, he never would have crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about the devil and the guys working for the devil. He'd have never crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wrestled with that for years. Until one day I saw that the adversary, the devil, had been a lot better off to let Jesus Christ live than to kill him. Because what God had in store was the hooker. And when the old devil killed the Lord Jesus Christ, he just hung himself or hanged himself, whichever English you like. He just gave himself the works. Because God, from before the foundations of the world, had made up his mind he'd raise him up. And then, approximately 48 days later, something would occur that had never happened in the history of the world before, that it would be available for a man or a woman to be born again. And when you're born, you've got seed in you, man. The first birth, you've got seed in you. I am Victor Paul Werwell by the first birth because of my daddy and mommy. If you like it or don't like it, I can't help it. I'm Victor Paul Werwell. Not because of what I did, but because of what Dad and Mom did. Bless their old hearts. Because of what Cliff and Robin did. I don't think you think she's pregnant, do you? Well, she is. That wasn't a pillow. That's the real living McCoy. At least Cliff McCoy or something. I guess I can tell you this because word's still the word. Don Werwell, the religious part of the Werwell family. many, many years ago. He and I went to a Christmas Eve service in a very, very small rural church outside of the city of Van Wert. And the superintendent read the Christmas story. And where it talked about Joseph and Mary, and before Mary was espoused to Joseph, she was with child. And he read that scripture, and he was like some people are when they read thoroughly in a class called Power for Abundant Living instead of Truly. He was having that gospel open, and he was reading so sincerely. And when he got to that scripture, he read, "And Mary was exposed to Joseph." That was before Playboy magazine days. Today, even McCall's uncovers them. Boy, we were sitting in about the third row pew from the back, and he didn't dare to look at me, and I didn't dare to look at him. And we kept scooting down in the pew, so nobody could, because we were... I'm absolutely sure Mrs. Werwill believes that someday I'm going to be reading that, and I'm going to say exposed instead of espoused. Every time I read that scripture, I got to breathe right before that word to be sure. About like when I use the word cemetery, because I've been used to calling some of those places that. You're beautiful. Isn't it awful how I get mean thoughts like that? Ah, shoot. I think God must have a great sense of humor to put up with us sinners saved by grace. Ah, shoot. I know he has. You know, if I just had the time, I'd go through the Word and just pick out the humors sometime and write a book. That stuff in there just blow your mind if you took a look at it. That's right. One day old Moses was hiding in behind his rock. You know, he started going like that. And God went, bah! And he must have been traveling a little faster than they were at the Indy 500. Or out on the Salt Lake Flats. Because the word said Moses just saw his hind part. Just tremendous records in there like that. One day a fellow was out there chopping a tree down or something, you know, and he was laying into it. He must have belonged to the Corps. We had him working. And an old axe head flew off of that handle. Yeah. Way out there. Almost hit you, honey. And that little old man of God with his beard walked up and he said, "Hey, where'd it go?" I'm glad you came. And one of them said, "Over there." You see, we, those of us who have been so-called Christian from birth, whatever that means, you know, properly baptized, whichever way you got it, We just never saw anything great in God's Word because nobody ever dared to show it to us. But there's tremendous light in that word, tremendous sense of humor. The Word's just got everything. The greatest love story in the world is in the Word. The greatest short story is in the Word. The greatest mystery is in the Word. The Word's got it all, man. Sure is something. I'm glad the Lord loves us. All we need to do is just reach out and touch the hem.